The White House is decked out with 62 Christmas trees and more than 70,000 ornaments, ready for all the visitors in the coming weeks. Most of the decorating is done each year by volunteers from all over the country who apply for the chance to deck the White House halls. NPR's White House correspondent Tamara Keith introduces us to a few of them.
Each year, hundreds of people apply to be volunteer decorators at the White House. Fewer than 100 get the chance. Christina Donovan and her fiancé Trevor Smith both submitted applications this year.
We had agreed originally that we would support each other if only one person went. The other person would go to museums all day.
And at first, that's what it looked like was happening. She says her fiancé got his email confirmation from the White House first.
And I was waiting, and I was waiting, and I'm, you know, very happy and proud for him.
20 minutes later, the suspense was over. Donovan and Smith helped decorate the Blue Room, including the official White House Christmas tree. And Smith says the East Colonnade, where they hung a whole lot of paper snowflakes.
It was long work. It was tedious work with, you know, anchoring all 8,000 snowflakes, but it was absolutely wonderful. And it was just, when it was all done, just the impact of the entire hall is just breathtaking, I think.
Fact check. It is breathtaking. Andrea Marks from Spotsylvania, Virginia, helped decorate the Red Room.
This is one that I would never forget because it's not like walking through and doing the tour. It's being a part of it and see how everything comes together. And I have learned so much decorating skills now. So now I know how to decorate. I had to come to the White House to learn how to decorate.
Marks can be forgiven for not knowing how to decorate when she arrived. She spent a career in a field where tying bows and straightening garland isn't required.
I am a 30-year combat veteran of the United States Army.
She grew up in Jamaica and England and came to the U.S. when she was 17.
And when I came to America, I was a teenager in a foreign land looking for what to do next in life. So I walked around the high school and asked everybody what they were going to do. And a young lady said, I'm going to join the Army. I said, what they do in the Army? She said, girl, you get to travel, wear a uniform, and meet people. I said, how do I sign up? And 30 years and 11 days later, I retired. That's my story.
Marks retired as a command sergeant major, the second highest enlisted rank in the Army.
So we were in Iraq, Afghanistan, Djibouti, Africa, Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan. We were everywhere.
And now, the White House. For Cheryl Forbes, an elementary school vice principal from New York City, there was a moment when the experience of decorating the White House got very real and exciting.
I made ornaments in the Oval Office. The garland for the tree we made in the Oval Office, and I was just like astounded.
It was a blessing, she said, an experience she will never forget. We have pictures of the decorations and the decorators on our website at npr.org. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.